Jimmy Albertson, hey man, I think a good day today, right?
Yeah, it was all right. I qualified 11th and then I went 10-11 in the motos. So when you qualify, you know, I'm a firm believer in where you qualify, it's kind of like, kind of seems like that's where your pace is going to be all day. And it's, you look down the list and that's how it is. But a 10-11 today, it was good. It was consistent. I scored the most points I have all year in a race. I know I've only done three, but it was good. Got some good points on the board and rode two consistent motos. I felt like my fitness was a lot better than the first two. Mm-hmm. I was actually able to make some charges, and I felt like I was the guy making the moves at the end of the races. So that was good. But yeah, I think we got a little bit of work to do on our motor package. But our my bike was working so good suspension wise today that I was able to go really good at the end of the motos. So just a little bit of work. I think we're gonna skip Horseshoe just because of you know, it's a long ways out there to drive, and it's quite a bit of fun. So I think we're gonna get some good testing done and really hit it hard in Oklahoma and Texas over the break here, and then come out swinging at Unadilla.
You and Ty Simmons looked like all day. He got you first moto, you got him second moto.
Yeah, it was kind of like me, Simmons, and Windham today, it seemed like. But it was a good day. He rode also well. I think that this track really kind of suited his style in the sand. And
yeah, that was his best ride I've seen in America, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was pumped I got him at the end of that second moto. His bike kind of started smoking at the end there, and I kind of like, I was smelling, I'm like, oh man, it's gonna go, so I'm gonna get him right now. And I got around him, and the bike ended up finishing until the end, but it was still, you know, he rode awesome today. I think he probably ended up finishing the spot behind me, wherever that was, so.
Track tough to pass on, it looked like.
It was. The reason why it was tough to pass on, because there was a few spots that really funneled you in, and then you just get covered in roost. And when you would come around to the places where you could pass, you were trying to get readjusted from just getting hammered with sand in the face. Yeah. So it was definitely a little bit of a tough track. You didn't see many, wherever people started, usually that's where they finished.
Yeah.
But it was still a really good track, really demanding. So I think it was almost, people were getting so tired that there really wasn't any battles. People were just kind of letting each other, go before you wear me out. So
there was about 25 guys out in the racing in the second moto, and about 12 of them had no goggles.
I lost my goggles with five laps to go. I just had so much sweat dump into them. There's, you know, nothing you can do about that. You got to ditch them after that point. So when I did finally catch, you know, caught up to Windham on the last few laps, I just was getting pounded by freaking roost. Couldn't do anything.
Okay, so we're three races into the Top Jimmy comeback tour. Happy so far?
You know, I am. I wasn't happy after the first two, but I think because, like, I don't know. I wasn't happy after the first one. I went 12-12. And the next weekend I did worse. I got 20th overall, like a 15-20. So I think that if I just kind of accept what I do on the weekends, that it'll make stuff a lot easier for me. And I don't – if I just go out and say, oh, that's never good enough, then I just need to build. So today was good. It was my best finish of the year so far. I really wanted a top 10. I got 11th, I guess, I just heard. So that kind of bums me out. But it should be good. I think we're going to have to skip Orshugel, like I said. But Unadilla, hopefully come out and get a top 10.
Lots of people talk about your video. You get lots of feedback?
Yeah, everyone loved it. It's good. And, you know, for the amount of time that we put into it, I think that it was gold.
Right.
So if we, like, actually kind of put something together.
Really planned it.
Really planned it out. We can make it, like, dangerously funny.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks.